This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Guten Tag. I was having very little luck on the dating game in Cork until I put Liverpool Football Club in my Tinder profile. Now I am unable to cope with the number of messages asking if I am the Liverpool gaffer, Jürgen Klopp, in disguise, yeah? Last night, I called to this girl's house for Netflix and chill, but when I got there, she gave me a baseball cap and glasses and said, "Put them on there, boy, and tell me I need to press higher up the pitch." I can't repeat the effects this had on her sex drive, but I can barely walk this morning from all the pressing higher up the pitch. I am worn out from these pervy Liverpool fans who fancy Jürgen Klopp. How can I make it stop? Jürgen, Bellingkollig und Berlin. Jürgen is my real name, yeah?
I bet you say that to all the girls. My friend is a football fanatic. I said, is there anything worse than non-stop sex with a Liverpool fan? She said, listening to them banging on about winning the league.
It's getting angry on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who don't answer when the school rings in case we have to bring our kids home for the day. Kira _ I'm getting a facial at 11 said, she's not paying 85 grand a year in tax, just so some cowardly teacher can fling her little Hugo back at her because he has a persistent cough, fever and fatigue. Alana _ don't become a teacher so said, she's been reported to the guards for shouting, I pay your wages, bitch, when the headmistress rang for her to come and pick up her little Hugo. We all have little Hugos. Nori, mams have no problem picking up their kids early. They're only watching Corrie and eating a sharing pack of Doritos anyway. But people like me on the Douglas Road were incredibly busy living our best lives. Do you think it would be okay to give a fake number to the school? Jenny, Douglas Road.
My friend is a headmistress. We're all a bit afraid of her. I said, how do you find Douglas Road parents who won't pick up their kids? She said, we have a sniffer dog that can smell MacWilliams sailing bags and a sense of entitlement from 2 kilometres away.
Come here, what's the story with all the langers going round town on electric bikes? Me friend Budgie rang last night, said he was calling over to show me his new one. I said, see in 30 minutes, have I? He said, more like 15, don't he? It's electric. Eats up the hills, boy. I says, why didn't you get a Vespa? Nah, don't he, boy. Beauty electric bike is, when you see a gorgeous old doll, you start pedaling. She says, oh, look, a fitness fanatic. So I says to her, hop in the back, girl, we'll go somewhere do the business. Some of them get furious at the cheek of it, but they can't catch me to give me a thump, don't he? Because I do have an electric bike. So, Audrey, should I be like Budgie and join the two-wheeled revolution? Don't you, Donnie? Blackpool.
My cousin is doing her thesis in sociology. The working title is, this is so much better than having a proper job. I said, what do electric bikes say about modern society? She said, lazy virtue signalling from people with no taste. I said, oh, no wonder they're so popular in Bishopstown.
Hello, old stock. Ducky Prendergast showed me this thing on Facebook. Apparently COVID-19 is a hoax concocted by a global elite. I said, that's a disgrace, Ducky. A global elite and we're not part of it. So I looked them up on Google, found theglobalelite.com and rang their contact number. The guy on the other end took my details and asked how I made my money. I said, well, I waited for my old man to die and I just inherited, like everyone else on the Blackrock Road. Then he asked about my net wealth, so I told him, 4.5 million euro mansion, Blackrock Road, and a 40-foot yacht that I used to bring money to Jersey for tax management purposes. You know yourself. He said, well, I didn't know until now, but I must tell you, this is the Revenue Commissioner sting and you will be investigated. The dirty shysters. Is that legal? Reggie, Blackrock Road.
They caught you as well? I rang them for the laugh. When I gave them my air code, they transferred me to justgettingby.ie. I really need to get out of Ballinlock.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.